Hello?
Yes?
Who's this?
This is Nico.
Okay. I had a note to call you.
Sorry, what was that?
I got a note that told me to call you.
Oh, yeah, this is Nico from the Bank of Cardiff. Who am I speaking with?
I'm calling from JR Machining.
Oh, hi. What was your name, sorry?
Sally.
Hey, Sally, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. How's the afternoon?
That's okay.
Yeah, okay.
I had a note from my secretary, told me to give you a call.
Yeah, I left a note with you guys. Looks like it was about a week ago in regards to some of the programs that we had to offer, equipment financing, working capital. We have you guys down for a pre-approval for equipment financing, working capital for $250,000. Hmm. Looks like it was based off some of... you know, your relationship with, let's see here, it looks like it was Wells Fargo. You guys did some work with them back in 2008.
With Wells Fargo.
Okay, well, we got a UCC filing here that says it did. So we had based our offer off of that, and typically these guys aren't really wrong. If you guys have had done something in the past, could have been a line of credit, could have been a small business loan, or even if you guys did some financing for anything, you know, smaller, maybe like take, for example, a printer, something along those lines.
Okay. I don't use printers. I'm calling from JR Machining. Are you looking at the right place?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, so we left you guys a message, and I was just trying to follow up, see if you guys had anything coming up towards the end of the year here in which we can help out. If you guys are looking for equipment or might need some extra cash.
What kind of rates you got over there?
Well, that really depends. We have two programs, the equipment financing and working capital, and you know, it really depends on what you're kind of looking for, whether or not you're looking to bring on equipment or you need some extra cash. Maybe you can help me out and see, tell me a little bit more about like what you're looking for, and I can point you in the right direction.
Okay. Well, I don't work with Wells Fargo. I work with Celtic Bank. And I currently, I mean, I'm pretty happy with them. I have a line of credit, so I don't know. What do you guys offer over there?
Well, I mean, we're not here to compete with your local bank or anything like that. We're here as a secondary source of funds. So take, for example, since you already have that line of credit out with them, let's say you use up that line of credit, right? You guys are all, you know, strapped and it's already pushing its limit. What we do is we can offer you some extra programs that can get you access to cash so you don't have to really push the limit on the line of credit if you're looking for extra cash. Or if you're looking for equipment, we can put you in the right path for equipment financing programs to get you set up on you know, 2 to 5 year terms and so forth and so much. But, you know, are you looking to maybe bring on a new machine? Are you looking at a CNC machine?
Well, I am going into my busy season here. I do have a project coming up that I need to buy raw material for.
Okay, so why don't you tell me a little bit more about this this project that you have?
Okay. Well, what we do is we do we make metal roofing. That's what we specialize in. This new project is it's a commercial project basically. We got a new contract that we won the bid for, so we just have to make. Basically, we're working with that.
Okay, so it's a contract-based project. When are you guys looking to start this? Do you have a deadline for you know, when you need to begin the project?
Yeah, it's starting November.
Okay, so it's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now why don't you tell me a little bit about these raw materials? What type of materials are you looking at getting? And
sure, steel.
Steel? Okay. All right, Sally, so do you have a price for how much these raw materials are going to cost? Like, how much money are you looking at needing to cover this inventory cost?
Well, one load of it costs about $50,000, but if I buy a lot of it at one time, I can get a pretty good discount on it. Kind of like going to Costco, you know?
You get
a pretty good discount. I think I get a 20% discount off of it. So the more I buy, the better.
Okay, so essentially you're saying that if you were to possibly get approved for like a large amount of money, you would hopefully get a couple loads so that you can get that discount. Now, is each load discounted, or what's the number that you need in order to get the discount? Is there 2 loads, 3 loads, 4 loads? What are we looking at?
I think it's 4.
4 loads? Okay, yeah. So essentially if we get you 4 loads, to cover the costs for those materials. That's obviously $200,000. And you get a nice hefty 20% discount off that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you're looking at a 40%,
I guess, about,
you know, discount. Yeah. So around $160,000 would be the total cost of four loads.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Around that. Plus some taxes or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe
do
why don't
be
we
be exact? Do we have to be exact?
No, we can push for a little more if you're looking maybe to have a cushion for some extra cash, or if you even want some extra cash on top of the money that we can possibly get you to cover the material costs. Are you looking for something along those lines? Would you like to have some more money on hand other than the cost of the raw materials?
Yeah, I want a little bit more, like about $150 on top.
Okay, so about $150 on top of that. So we have $160,000 to cover the four loads with a 20% discount, and you wanted an extra $150,000 to just have for extra cash to have around. Do you have a use for that cash? Is that just cash you would like to keep for the business, you know, use as cash flow, or do you have a specific reason why you want, you know, a large cushion?
I'm actually going to use that $150 to buy a new machine that's going to allow me to make the new roof, the new product. So that's what I'm going to use it for.
Oh, interesting. Okay. All right. Let's see here. So I kind of getting a better picture of, you know, like exactly how we can help you in the programs that can work and possibly the way that I can point you in the right direction to see what works best. So what I can tell you right now is that I can possibly pick for the raw materials. I think our working capital program would work best for you here. I'd like to kind of talk to you a little bit more about that and see if this is definitely going to be the great fit for you. What were your guys' annual sales looking like for 2015?
Sure. Let's see. Let me think about it. I don't have it in front of me, but
A ballpark, you know, something off the top of your head here.
Around the 2.5, something like that.
So 2.5 million?
Yeah.
Okay. And what are you on track for this year?
I think about the same.
Around the same? Okay.
Hopefully better, you know, with that new project we're starting.
Yeah, hopefully we can, you know, get you in place to get the revenue up. That's essentially, you know, ways that we like to see our customers grow. Okay. I'm just taking a little notes here, so bear with me. Okay, so you got 2015, you did 2.5. 2016, you're right around the same track, but hopefully this project pushes you a little forward. Are you projected, you know, does your, I guess you can say, your fiscal year, is it, you know, January to December, or do you guys operate on a different yearly schedule?
Yeah, we keep it simple, January, December.
Okay, cool. All right, so yeah, for the raw materials, I think the best program that we can work with is the working capital program. Have you ever heard of a working capital program?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're familiar with the kind of, I guess you'd say, stipulations that come with it. Have you worked with somebody recently?
Yeah.
Okay. Who did you happen to work with?
Who was it? I think it was it On Deck or something like that?
Oh yeah, yeah. On Deck's one of our close lending partners, our affiliates that we have over here.
You work with On Deck?
We've worked with On Deck before.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, some of their customers come to us if they don't necessarily get the best rates that they were looking for. They kind of would shop around a little and come talk to us and see if we can offer them something better, because we do have a match or beat policy.
Okay.
But yeah, what did you guys use that working capital for?
Well, I'm still paying them off.
Oh, okay.
Same thing, raw materials.
Raw materials. What did the what's the balance look on that working capital loan that you have out with them right now?
Let me see. I think it's like a daily, which I hate, of I think 7 something. Pretty big. It's a short term, very, very short.
Right.
My balance, I think it's maybe $70,000 left, something like that.
Okay, what was the original loan amount? Do you know that number?
I think we originally borrowed like 100 or 120, something like that.
Okay. And you know, of course you need, again, once again, the raw materials. What type of return did you originally see on the raw materials by when you guys used the OnDeck loan?
Sorry, what was that?
What was your return on investment when you used the working capital loan for those raw materials?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, we just used it for the project, so it's kind of hard to quantify.
Okay,
that.
Yeah, hard to quantify. Okay, yeah, not a problem. All right, so. So it seems like you have daily, so let me get this straight. So you have an OnDeck loan currently. It was for the raw materials. You have a daily daily payment of around $750. You got a balance mm-hmm. left around $70,000. Mm-hmm. The original loan amount was around $120,000. Okay, so here's what I can tell you, Sally. I think, again, working capital is probably going to be the best bet here in regards to your raw materials. We usually, on our end here, we look at it as we're able to free up around 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured sure. cash for the business, excuse me. Sure. So based off, you know, preliminary numbers that we're looking at, that you guys did $2.5 million in sales for 2015, can roughly get you anywhere from, let's see, excuse me, let's see here, looks like anywhere from $250,000 to... $375,000. Sure. Those are just based off preliminary numbers. You know, do you have any concerns in regards to what comes with the working capital loan? I know you've done it before, and you know, is there a reason why you're kind of shopping around now and why you haven't gone back to OnDeck?
Well, bad customer service.
Bad customer service. Yeah, I've heard that a little
five
bit.
Five days for them to respond to my email. So.
Okay. All right.
I mean, they gave me a good deal, but I mean, I like someone that can respond to my concerns right away. So, I mean, if you're one of those people that I can do that, that'd be good.
Yeah, I mean, we are a relationship bank based, and it's essentially how we operate. It's, you know, building up the relationship with our customers and uh-huh. being able for them to kind of lean on us as that lending partner. And okay. that lending hand. So if that's, you know, something that kind of quells your misconceptions about, I guess, the lending industry as a whole, I mean, we're not one to just give you money and shove you aside and say, here, take it. We're here to really see, you know, how the money's going to be used, what uh-huh. you're using it for, how we can help. In regards, going back to the working capital that you need for your raw materials, yeah. I know it's kind of hard to quantify the return on it. You know, but do you possibly know how much money you're going to make off of these raw materials now, currently? Have you, like, sat down and looked at the numbers?
Not really.
Okay, so you don't know, like, what your margin will be in regards to the unit cost per, you know, piece of steel to the job done when you make a, let's say, a roof.
No, I mean, I just put it on the roof. It's the project. It's just part of the project. So
okay. How much
money
is
like
this?
Other parts of it. You know, there's still like the wood. There's the concrete. The insulation. You know, a lot of different things that goes into the project. So wow. I mean, we're really just talking about the steel part. So
okay,
partial.
Yeah. Okay. Not a problem. All right. I got a few other questions to ask in regards to the, you know, seeing how the working capital can play out for you, our program. How would you guys rate your credit? Are you guys, you know, good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? Your personal credit, of course.
Personal? Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you happen to know the number? Mm. Or have you not looked at that in a while? Did OnDeck tell you when you applied with them?
I think they just said it was average.
Okay, so if it was average, let's say around 700 then, I would say.
Well, maybe not that high.
Okay, maybe a little lower, 650-ish?
Well, not that low, probably like 680.
Okay, 680 national average then. All right. Okay, how long have you guys been in business?
We've been here 15 years.
Oh, that's awesome. You guys have definitely yeah. established yourself. Okay. All right, so have you
what
gone...
What do I need to... how long do you guys take? Because I can't wait.
Yeah, of course. I know you need this material pretty quickly. Usually we take 24 hours for an approval to get you an answer and see what programs we have to lay out on the table and see which one fits best for you. And then from there, you know, we decide, of course, if you want to move forward, and usually we're able to fund you within 48 hours. And the process over here on our end is very simple. It's a one-page application. You fill that out. It's just basic business information about your business, time in business, things like that. And then we require a few other documents. So for the working capital application package, the other documents would be your 2015 tax return. Do you happen to have that on file?
Yeah, I think I did it. I think my CPA did it.
Okay, cool. And then we would need 6 months of your most recent business bank statements. So with those, we can get you started on the file over here. I'll also actually have to get from you your current loan agreement with OnDeck so that we can see the best possible program that we can get you qualified for. Because that loan agreement that you have with them right now gives us a better picture of, you know, which programs would necessarily fit for you. Once I get those four documents, then I can submit it to our underwriting department, get you an answer within 24 hours. But I know that's not the only thing that you're looking for. I know you're also looking for the piece of equipment to cut and make the raw materials. Do you happen to know the specific equipment that you're looking at right now? Like, what type of equipment is it?
Give me 1 second. Yeah, it's a CNC. I'm buying from Amada.
Amada, yes. Very good company.
Mm-hmm. You work with them before?
I have a few customers who have gone through their financing. Have you, looked at the, I know since they're a vendor, have you looked at them in regards to getting finance through them? Do they offer financing for you?
Yeah, I already applied. So.
Okay, so you're at the application process. I didn't catch that.
I said, can you beat them? You work with them before, so you probably should know their rates, right?
Well, I mean, every customer is different. Can't give you a definitive number. That's not fair to say.
Right.
So you're at the process where you have applied with them. Have they given you any feedback yet? Got you an answer?
No, they said probably tomorrow.
Okay. All right. So is this CNC machine a lathe? Is it a mill, vertical mill? What exactly are we looking at? It's a lathe. Okay. And how much is this piece going to cost you? You said it was around 150. Do you happen to have an exact number?
Yeah, 150.
150, okay.
Probably taxes or something. Freight costs and stuff like that.
Right, of course. Yeah, the shipping costs. They always get you on that one. Okay, and you need this immediately as well, because I know sometimes these things take about a month to actually ship. So this one, do you have it like already able to pick up if you get the financing in place?
Well, it's really big, so I mean, I can't just pick it up, but once I get the financing in place, they'll just ship it to me.
Okay, awesome. All right, and you know, with this lathe, it's going to cost you $150,000. Do you have an expected return on investment? You know, how long will this kind of take till it cash flows itself?
Well, I mean, these machines last for a long time, so the last lathe machine, which I'm replacing, lasted me I think it was like about 5-10 years.
Okay.
5-10 years, I don't remember.
Okay. Okay, so this machine that you're getting, is this going to be a brand new one, or is it a used one?
Brand new.
Okay, brand new. And then you said you were replacing the old one.
Hmm.
Okay, so you're replacing an old one, you're buying a brand new one. Yeah, I know these things can cost a pretty penny, and they're also a pain to move. Okay. And have you gone to your local bank at all to kind of see if they possibly have an answer for you in regards to getting some financing in place? Or have we been,
No, they said it was too expensive.
Too expensive to go? Okay.
Yeah.
What would you guys rate, what would happen if you didn't get the financing from us? Do you have any other, plans, a plan B to possibly go to?
I'll just probably continue using this old one.
Okay. Yeah, I know those, usually the CNC machines last good 20, 30 years before they actually break down. But the cost of them to get them repaired can almost be, as expensive as getting a new one. So it's kind of pointless to really do that. It's probably smart to just get a new one as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me get this right. So you're looking for a new CNC lathe. You're going to go through Amada. It costs around $150,000. You're replacing an old one. It's going to be new, and your expected return on investment kind of takes a little while. You can't really quantify how it's going to pay off, but it'll eventually pay itself off. Okay. All right. So for that one, of course, I'm going to recommend going through our traditional equipment financing route, our program that we offer here. Are you you're familiar with equipment financing, right? You financed equipment in the past?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, I mean, with equipment financing, we have 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments, and usually our rates start in the single digits. And for this, because you're going to be applying, hopefully going through the two programs, the working capital for the raw materials, as well as the equipment financing program. For equipment financing, it's also going to be another application. It's going to be a separate application because it's a different... not really. I mean, you can fill these pieces of paper out in 20, 30 minutes and have everything that's already on file and send it over. It's pretty quick. Even if, you know, I can actually possibly pre-fill everything out for you if that, you know, would make it more convenient.
It's okay. Just send it over.
Okay. So with that, I'll need to have the quote for the piece of equipment. And everything else that was included in the working capital application is pretty much the same. You know, we'll already have the bank statements and then the tax return. That's it. So what's a good email address I can get you at?
Well, before I send you everything, you know, you've worked with Amada before, probably finance at CNC because that's what they specialize in. I have a good credit. I've been in business for 15 years. What type of rate you can give me?
Sally, like I said, it really depends on the type of program that we can get you qualified for. It's not necessarily a definitive number that comes out. I know you probably have asked around that question a lot, and people can say they give you a definitive number, but they're just lying straight to your face. Nobody can just hand off a number of a rate for a piece of equipment that costs $150,000, even with just the basic information you've told me. They've got to go through the entire process of the underwriting department, analyzing it, and seeing what we can get you on. And of course, we're going to push for the best possible rate, and we're going to push for the best possible terms.
Okay.
Yeah. But
you don't come up with the rate. They come up with the rate.
So yeah, we have our underwriting department that deals specifically with, you know, getting all the terms together, the rates, and, you know, and how it will fit best for your business based off of, the documents that you provide for me. Because essentially, we want to see how, you know, this piece of equipment is going to benefit your company, can benefit you, and see how we can, you know, do work together and see if you can pay, you know, and make the payments. Because we don't want to give you or finance something that's not going to necessarily, you know, put you in a load of debt that you can't afford, right? That doesn't work for either one of us. With that, I can send you over the application. It's fairly simple. And like I said, it just requires you to fill out the applications and then resend me back all the information, and I can get you started over here on our end.
Sure. All right. Sounds good.
Okay. What was your email address?
It's sally@jrmachining.com.
Okay, Sally, I'll shoot that over to you in 5 to 10 minutes or so. So keep an eye out for it. Is there a time that you want me to, you know, follow up with you? Maybe call you back on Friday if you have any questions about the application, if I haven't gotten it back yet?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. All right, Sally, well, it was good talking to you. And, you know, if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. The email will have all my contact information on. So
sure.
You can reach out to me that way.
All right. Sounds good. All right.